Hello.
Hello, this is customer support returning a phone call.
Yeah. What was that for? Oh. I answered this thing about I don't know. I checked into this thing, and they're going to send me something, and I don't want nothing to do with it, because all I was is a chance to win something.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let me see if I can help you with that. Can I get your zip code? Mm-hmm.
52052. I'm sorry. I think it was a generator or something.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a chance to win. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it says, you know, it's going to charge you $2. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, hell, the $2 is just for a chance to win.
Right.
Because then you're going to later charge me like $80 for something else.
That would be the membership they would have enrolled you into. Can I get your first and last name?
Yeah, Mary Waterman. And I got hooked on this once before, and I'm sorry to bother you, but I don't want nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I was like, the first time I got caught, I went, what? You know, I paid for what? And they're like, well, you paid for a chance to win. And I went, really? I said, I don't think so.
Right? Say just a and, chance. I don't want
well,
it.
Yeah, and it doesn't really say that, though. You know? It's really written, I mean, it's phrased pretty cool. I'm like, oh, you dipshit, you just did it again.
Right.
It amazes me how some people can just, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, well, I would never get caught like that. The hell I wouldn't. I got caught twice. You know? And we laugh about it, and I go, yeah, I got it the other day. You know, stupid me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they laugh, and then I, you know, I'm like, well, I'm smarter than that. Well, yeah, you didn't even do that. You would have done me. I was just like, oh, my God. $2, and I know it's going to happen next. They're going to be a membership thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know better than to agree to that crap, but they all do that, you know. I'm like, oh, it's like they always tell me too, like U.S. Cellular. Mary, you want an Apple phone or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You know. And then I don't get the Apple phone. I just get a membership thing, and it costs me so much a month. I'm like, well, that was stupid. Hey, whoever heard such a deal? I said, I should start a thing like that. But the thing is, I just couldn't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
But there's worse ones. I mean, there's some really, there's some really nasty ones. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God. Their thing was really bad because he ended up getting charged for, like, $500. And I was like, whoa, you know. And I said, I told him, I can sleep at night, you know. I mean, I can see, you know, some of this stuff, you know, and stuff. But I was like, jeepers, how do you sleep at night? Because I'm sorry, it would drive me crazy to be like that. And that's just like my friends, they'll say, don't tell her anything because she can't lie, you know. Don't tell her any secrets because she can't lie. She starts laughing, and it's true. It's very true, you know. I'm okay. I don't say anything. But if they downright start asking, you know, I get to giggling, and I'm like, I can't say, you know. And I'm laughing, and they're like, you dumb shit. You can't keep your mouth shut. I said, I can, but not when they're that close. You know, it's a job. I mean, all through school, it was just a riot. They're all like, are you kidding me? He said, don't tell her anything because she can't keep it a secret. I said, I don't go and blab it. And they say, she said, I know. But if they point blank get really close to the right question, then you are. And I'm like, oh, man. What a nut. I'd never be any good at this. I always tell them that, too. Ah, freedom. Might as well, because You know, they'll say, "Well, I'll tell you something, but you can't tell anybody." I'm like, "No, don't tell me. Don't tell me."
Don't tell me.
Yeah, I actually once forgot, though. I mean, I literally forgot about that. You know, I forgot about what she said. So I was like, "Oh, it's okay. I can't tell you anyway because I don't remember." I was like, "Oh, that's going to ruin my rep." Oh, God, life is fun, ain't it?
Ain't it? You got to laugh at it.
You do. You got to laugh about this crap, I tell you. Hey, I got a joke for you. Yeah. You don't mind it. Yeah. Remember, when the COVID thing was hot and heavy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was in an office for an appointment, and there was a couple of guys sitting around, and one guy had on bib overalls for a farmer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The bib overalls with the stripes, and he had a striped hat on where he looked like a conductor of a train.
Mm-hmm.
And he was older. He had these big shoes on that tied halfway up and all that. And anyway, the rest of them were all talking about this COVID stuff, and they were like, "Well, we don't know what to believe. You know, it's supposed to be so bad, and then it was, you know, and then all of a sudden it's not, and everything."
Mm-hmm.
That guy was sitting there, and somebody said, "Well, what do you think?" And he goes, "Well, I don't know." He says, "But I do know one thing." He says, "You know those the blue jeans and stuff that people have, Levi's and Lee's and all that, those jeans made out of denim stuff?" And he said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, they can't protect the fart, so I don't see how the hell." He did. He said, "They can't even hold back a fart, so I don't know how they think this is going to, you know, those stupid masks are going to help."
Oh,
and he never cracked his smile. He never cracked a smile. He was just very, you know.
He really meant that.
He meant it. I was like cracking up thinking, "Oh, my gosh, this guy is so funny." It was just a riot because you could tell, you know, yeah, he's just from the backwoods somewhere. You know, I mean. And I mean that nicely, y'all.
Uh-huh.
He's like, "I don't have to put on anything to look cool. I'm just myself, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have any excuses, you know, or anybody to impress." And he just comes out and it's like, and he's like laughing. That was the best thing I ever heard. I was like,
"For real?"
Yeah, when he said, "Those jeans are good. They can't even hold back a fart. I don't know how that mask is going to hold anything."
Not ready for such a response.
Well, yeah, right? You know, it was so good. I was like, "Oh, man, that's right on the nose."
No, he'd be doing all day in his jeans.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know what I mean? It was just kind of cute how, you know, he was comparing masks and the different materials, you know.
Right.
And then he's like, "Well, blue jeans can't, and they're pretty tough, you know. They can't even hold it, you know. Denim can't even hold back and forth." Everybody smells it anyway. And I was like, "Oh my God." You should see this guy sitting on a tractor, you know, all the manure, you know, or something. God, I could just see him smoking the pipe, sitting in the chair rocking. It was just funny. I mean, funnier than it was. But the other guys were laughing. The other two guys were cracking up, too. So.
I bet. I would have been laughing my heart out.
Yeah, really. It was just so cute. I mean, I wasn't looking for that type of answer. I'm going,
so,
"Oh,
perfect,
my Lord."
Perfect moment.
Wasn't that a perfect moment? I just thought, that sums it right up there. Boy, that tells you.
Yeah, right.
Right there. So I'm pretty sure he didn't believe it. Those masks were going to help anything anyway.
Funny. That is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. I said, "Well, you think I should put money on denim?" It was just so good. Just so out there. I just love it.
Yes,
you know, sometimes people, you know, just plain old people, and they say exactly how they talk and, you know, say what they think, and I love it. I love it. It's a good thing we have those around.
Ma'am.
I get tired of those people who prance around like, "Oh, you know, I'm just perfect. I don't do this." You know what I mean? This guy's just laying it right out there. It's just kind of like, "Yeah, whatever. Read what you want." I don't know if he believed that it was killing people or not, but You know, he goes, well, you know, there's a time, and you can't do nothing about it anyway. You know, that's true. Oh, gosh. But I think it'd be better if you didn't know. You know,
right.
You wear the mask and then it doesn't work. Well, that doesn't show you much. But
right.
Then you're gone, so who cares? Just right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That is livening up my day. I was ready for girls party now. I'm having fun.
I needed that story time. That was a good one.
Yeah. It just took away any apprehension, any... Everybody just kind of, it's like they relaxed and just, you know.
I swear.
Just
yes.
Get a good laugh and laughed for a long time even about it. And then I got to, I didn't even think about it, and I start laughing myself, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I said, that was a good thing to have happen because it just lightened up everything. And, you know, people were getting so pissy about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it got to be kind of nutty. And then, of course, they come out and go, well, we don't know if that actually meant anything or not. And I'm like, I can't believe you shut down the whole damn country.
Right.
You know, I couldn't believe it. Somebody would have said they could do that. Somebody could start something, shut down the whole world, you know.
Wow.
And I said, no. And you know what? They damn near did. I mean, you know, it made a whole lot of difference.
Exactly.
Not necessarily. It ruined a lot of lives.
It did
because a lot of people lost their homes. They lost their jobs. And then some people came out better after that. So
yeah.
Who knows? You know?
I swear, it's literally exactly what you said. It was exactly what happened. Some came out of it and some didn't.
Yep. I had one lady, she made it to her 100th birthday. And
bless her heart.
And I said, what do you think about this? And she said, it's a flu. Everybody gets it, you know. And
right.
She goes, it ain't going to matter. If it's time for you to die, you're going to die. I just, you know, this is a lady that, think about it, 100 years. She'd been through all kinds of polio. She'd been through, you know, all kinds of strep throat, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Different things and wars.
That's how
you
I
know?
Feel about it.
And her answer was, it's just normal, you know.
That's
stuff
how I
happens.
Took it too. I was like, well, okay, whatever. So me and my kids, we never was vaccinated. We never caught COVID.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of, you know, I mean, eventually.
Like, what's wrong with everybody? This is.
Yeah, but I mean, and
like
that was. Yeah, I thought, well, I tell you what, this lady's 100 years old and she's telling me that, you know, she lived through a lot worse of things. You know, between the wars and the polio and all those, you know, all those, there's terrible things that, you know, sicknesses and illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember getting polio stuff when I was a little kid. They gave you shots for polio, I think. But then there was another one that we all had to go through the schoolhouse and they gave us a little cube of sugar and it had medicine in it. And that was for something I don't even remember.
Oh, wow.
But
like,
yeah,
and it's just
I figured she knew what the hell she's talking about. She's lived for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I said, I'll hang in with this lady. That guy was so cute. How he didn't even laugh, you know. And we're all laughing, and you know, sure he knew what he was saying, but oh my God, it was so funny. It just hit at the right time, and how he said it, you know, he had that hillbilly look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. He's very nice. Oh, well. Okay. You need anything from me?
Made
your day, didn't I?
I had already went in and canceled that out for you.
Oh, good. Thank you very, very much. I swear I'm going to not do this again. I swear.
Okay. Well,
yep. It's like my computer, every once in a while it won't do something right. So I have a dummy list hangs next to it. And my dummy list has, check the plug-in first.
There you go.
And then it says, you know, is it even on? You know,
oh, man.
You know, or, yeah, just like, you know, it doesn't work. Well, go back to the beginning and make sure you did all this stuff. That's pretty bad, but yeah, it's okay. I lived through it.
Yes, ma'am.
You take care. I thank you very, very
thank
much.
You. You too.
You bet. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you. You too, right? Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.